Mr. Dodd. Aye. Mr. Dorgan. Mr. Dorgan. Aye. Mr. Durbin. Mr. Durbin. Aye.
Well, it sounds like they are on the D's. That is the sound from the Senate floor, where they are taking a roll call vote now on the Senate version of the health care bill. Of course, after this bill is passed, and we are expecting it to pass by a simple majority, all that's left to do is combine it with the Senate. The Senate bill with the House bill. That's all that's left, Todd. That's that small minor point.
Small step. Public option, no public option.
Exactly. And we're joined now by Jeff Young. He's a reporter for The Hill newspaper. And Trudy Lieberman joins us again, contributing editor to the Columbia Journalism Review. She blogs for them about healthcare. Welcome. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks.
Jeff, tell us first, what is the mood like in the Senate right now?
Not as groggy as you'd expect. That's actually my first impression. People aren't usually here this morning, it's early in the morning voting. In fact, I think what tells the story in a way is that when I arrived this morning to go in through the staff entrance, there was a long line of people standing out in the dark and the cold waiting to get in and sit in the gallery to watch this happen.
Well, for audience members.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just general people in the general public.
So
7 in the morning on Christmas Eve. You know?
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. I'm sure you're not used to being there at this time of the morning, and a lot of the senators aren't either. But we are hearing the roll call now. Nobody is expecting this bill to fail. So clearly the next step after this passes is to reconcile it with the House. And are people focused on that? Or are they happy to rest for right now?
Well, I'm sure that they're thinking about it, and you know, my understanding is that at the staff level, those conversations are taking place already. But yesterday, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, in answer to a question about that, said that his plans for the next 3 weeks included going home to Nevada and watching rabbits eat cactus plants. And Dick Durbin, the number two Senate Democrat, in answer to the same question yesterday, told a bunch of reporters that they need a break, which I think personally is fair enough, although I'm biased because I need one.
I bet that you do.
Trudy, poor Jeff.
Trudy Lieberman, we were talking a little bit about some of the big sticking points in this bill that perhaps the president's right, perhaps they're 95% the same, but in that 5% difference is included the public option and how we pay for it. So let's talk about the public option first, because there are some congressmen in the House who said they will not vote for a bill that does not include the public option. Do you foresee that they will stick to that once this gets reconciled?
I think that the House probably will cave to the Senate on this point. What we've seen so far is the liberal Democrats, progressives, have been willing to compromise, been willing to give up what they have been saying they stand for in order to get a bill passed in the name of doing something this year that will help some people. So I look for them to give up on the public option, but there will probably be a lot of talk and bluster before that.
Jeff, do you agree? Do you think, as is often the case when they reconcile bills, that the Senate version will win out in the public option?
I'm loathe to make predictions, but I feel fairly safe in this one, in that if there's going to be a bill on the president's desk, it's got to pass the Senate again. And if the Senate wouldn't take a public option the first time, it's not taking one the second time.
Okay, Trudy, let's talk about how they're paying for this, because there is a difference between the House and the Senate version. In the Senate, they have a 40% excise tax on high-end health plans, the so-called Cadillac plans. They've also put a tax on indoor tanning services, and there's a little money from the growth of Medicare. The House, there's a surtax on high-income people who earn a lot of money, plus an excise tax on these high-end Cadillac plans, and a little bit of money from Medicare, nothing about tanning beds. How are we going to see this play out?
Well, I think the tanning bed issue is really kind of a sideshow here. That's not going to yield a whole lot of money down the road, especially since the cost of the subsidies is probably going to go up over time. What that all means is that other sources of taxes that they tried didn't make it because a special interest didn't want them, like the tax on soda, the tax on certain elective cosmetic procedures. The doctors and certainly the plastic surgeons didn't want those, and they prevailed. And so the tanning salons sort of took the hit because they didn't have the lobbying power. But the real issue is whether or not the Cadillac, so-called Cadillac plans, are going to be taxed, which would eventually bring the benefits of those plans down to some lower level. And this is very contentious, especially among union workers and people who have union benefits, because those benefits had been negotiated over many years, and union workers gave up wages to get higher benefits in their health care packages. So I don't see that the unions are going to give up on this one just so soon. The House bill, the unions seem to have a lot of strength in the House, and I think this is one that could be quite contentious and one to watch as the next month or so unfolds.
Okay, that's Trudy Lieberman, contributing editor to the Columbia Journalism Review. We also heard from Jeff Young from the Hill newspaper. It looks like it has passed. Listen to the Senate.
Aye. Mr. Webb. Mr. Webb, aye. Mr. Whitehouse. Mr. Whitehouse, aye. Mr. Wicker. Mr. Wicker, no. Mr. Wyden. Mr. Wyden, aye. Mr. Bennett of Utah. Mr. Bennett of Utah, no. Mrs. Hutchison. Mrs. Hutchison, no. Mr. Cochran. Mr. Cochran, no. Mr. Bennett of Colorado, aye.
We are listening to the floor of the Senate right now, where they were taking a roll call vote. As soon as they passed 51, Todd, the measure had passed, which means
right.
We now have the Senate version of the health care bill has been passed.
The only thing left to do is for Vice President Joe Biden, who is president of the Senate in his constitutional role. He is sitting in the chair there. So as soon as all the votes are tallied, Biden, a longtime senator himself, gets the pleasure of announcing Barack Obama's number one domestic agenda item passed by the Senate.
He will announce that the ayes have it, and then we will have the Senate version. The senators can go home and get the rest that they've been asking for. President Obama can go to Hawaii with his family, confident that he got it finished before the end of the year. But then comes some pretty heavy lifting.
Christmas deadlines worked in the Senate's case. But yeah, there is a conference left to
with the House. You said Christmas deadlines, but the original deadline was August.
Yeah, yes. So one of the deadlines worked. Let's say the Christmas deadline was the strongest one. Maybe stronger than the August let's go home deadline.
Right.
You're right about that.
Let's check in on stories now that we're following at 15 minutes past the hour. As we've been saying in the past few minutes, the Senate has passed the health care reform bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has been speaking on the floor. Don't expect any Republican votes in favor, and so far that's held true. Here's Republican Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor in the past few minutes.
I want to assure you, Mr. President, this fight isn't over. In fact, this fight is long from over.
As we've said, this bill will need to be reconciled with the House bill before it gets signed by the president. Here's President Obama speaking on NPR yesterday.
This will help millions of people and end up being the most significant piece of domestic legislation, at least since Medicare and maybe since Social Security.
In other news, much of the nation's midsection will have a white Christmas and travel headaches. Blizzard warnings are up for parts of Kansas, western North Dakota, and northern Minnesota. At the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, nearly 100 flights have been canceled.
Later today, regulators are expected to disclose that the top executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac each earned between $4 and $6 million this year. Meanwhile, Citigroup has announced that its executives will not have next year's bonuses cut by the Obama administration. That's because the banking giant paid back $20 billion of stimulus money to the government. Taxpayers still owe $25 billion worth of common stock in the bank. And that's a look at some of the headlines we've been following this morning.
Here's Vice President Joe Biden.
Protection and Affordable Care Act is passed.
60 votes in favor, 39 votes against. Every single one of the Democrats in favor, 39 of the Republicans against the vote. The bill has passed in the Senate.
A little bit of applause there in the Senate chamber, which is against the rules. You might have heard the vice president trying to gavel down the celebrations, but in his heart, I'm sure he's happy to hear them.
Yeah, I don't they think that was a losing cause.